This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
They're a subversive organization. Oh my goodness, America. Listen to that. You fading out over there, brother, or what's going on? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I just want to say right off the bat, you heard the propaganda coming through the conservative outlets about Black Lives Matters. I want to tell you firsthand, every year we're at the Minnesota State Fair. We literally have the opportunity to reach out to over 3 million people every year. It's packed, over the top, overflow, right? The Minnesota State Fair's cup overfloweth, let me tell you. And to say that, when they started this whole Black Lives Matter, divide and conquer, because black lives are as important as white lives, and I want to say this to Black Lives Matters and the membership, all three of you, you need to understand that black power is as dangerous as white power, and you're being used as a pawn on the board to continuously be used in the sense of dividing the American people one against another so they can government can wield more control over you. That's what this is all about. Acts 17:26, all nations are one blood, period. But when we were at the Minnesota State Fair, I remember the communist news organization, Minneapolis Star and Tribune, was reporting on these big Black Lives Matters protests at the Minnesota State Fair. Folks, they weren't happening. I want to tell you firsthand, they weren't happening. I shared with you a couple weeks ago, friends, when this all started with Black Lives Matter. Down at the Minnesota State Fair, they put up a booth. The first time they put up a booth, at least that we noticed, but they put up a Black Lives Matters booth at the Minnesota State Fair. And with that said, friends, it was so packed from my booth, which is about a block and a half away from grabbing a hot dog and something to drink. In between there was, guess what? The Black Lives Matters booth. When we walked by it, there was one person at the booth. One person. The media blows up Black Lives Matters like they're actually a legitimate organization. You need to understand that when the mainstream media gets involved and they begin to puff up these organizations, they're organizations that they're working in cahoots with concerning corruption in government. These are organizations that they're creating, working along with the likes of George Soros and the such, creating these subversive organizations to take down the infrastructure of America. And sad to say it, friends, there's these useful idiots that are willing to do it to their own demise. But I just want to make clear, friends, that this Black Lives Matters, this is as dangerous as white supremacy. And again, this is water under the bridge. And we're hearing a lot about how Barack Hussein Obama's coming out and how George Soros is coming out and they're being blamed for everything. And all the Trump supporters are sitting back saying, look at how bad those guys are. Can you believe it? They're bad guys. And look at all the things that they're getting away with. What they don't put two and two together is the fact that Donald Trump is the president. He is the commander in chief. He has the DOJ in his hand, and he does absolutely nothing concerning the treasonous acts of George Soros and the likes of Barack Hussein Obama. Do the math, America. You need to understand that this is a part of a plan, because George Soros again said that America was the great obstacle to the New World Order. If we're the obstacle of the New World Order, then guess what? And Donald Trump was for making America great again, and he's putting the kibosh on the New World Order. We hear this from his supporters and worshipers all day long. Then why is it that he's allowing these people to have a free hand with their subversive organizations to do what they want at will? Why is that? Oh, it's a part of a plan. Donald Trump is just allowing them to fall into the very pit that they themselves have dug. Bradley, just watch. QAnon told us. Oh, QAnon told us this, and QAnon told us that. Oh, this is a part of a bigger plan. No, let me tell you the part of the bigger plan that you don't want to pay attention to. The Lord said that when we turn our back on him, we're going to get exactly what we're getting today from all of those on both of the left and right. Right? That's what's happening here. Psalm 9:16 and 17. I will turn that nation into hell that forgets me. That's what's happening here in America. So I say to Donald Trump, I say to Barack Obama, I say to George Soros, all the other bad guys and all those that think they're the good guys and sit back and do nothing, you'd be considered to be the wicked, by the way, right? And you do nothing. You're a part of the problem. You're accomplices to their crimes. You need to understand that my message to you is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Your sin is before God, and your sin is finding you out. You're allowing the CIA-controlled media to continuously stir these things up, create them out of thin air. And again, let me go back to the 1,000th time just this week. William Randolph Hearst said, you furnish the pictures, I'll furnish the war. And it's exactly what they're doing, and the American people don't even know it. You're being undermined, America. Read Matthew 13:25. The enemy sows tares while men slept. You think the good guy's in office? Hey, let me ask you something. When's the last time you've seen it this bad in America? Where's the good guy? What's he doing? Huh? What's he doing to stop all this? Where is that DOJ? We know that last week Donald Trump was on the telephones with the governors, telling them to be strong about this and to put the kibosh on all of these protests. Folks, do you understand that they're undermining the First Amendment? They're going to use the bad people to undermine the good people. That's what they're doing. They're peaceful protesters amongst them, and then they send in their subversives. They create something out of thin air. They make it bigger than what it really is, friends. They begin to loot. They begin to steal. They begin to burn down buildings. And then they blame guess who? Not the bad guys, but they're blaming the good guys. That's how they're undermining your First Amendment today. We just had a report yesterday on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com that the police officers are allowing the looters and the rioters to go ahead and do what they do at will. And those that are standing in front of their shops with their arms, their weapons, to protect their businesses, they're being arrested, and the looters are being let off. We're also finding out across the boards, friends, in America today. Again, I'm talking about the bad cops, not the good cops. Cops across the U.S. hiding badges and covering IDs to shield them from accountability for violence, folks. From violence towards the people. I thought that was the whole reason we're having protests in the first place. Apparently they didn't get the memo. No, these are provocateurs to continuously add fuel to the hysteria, add fuel to the rioting, add fuel to the looting, add fuel to the crimes that are being committed, because all of the crimes that are being committed by the guilty, again, are going to be laid on the innocent. This is all by design. America, if you really loved your country, I got a question for you. Isn't it time now to stand up against what's going on here concerning your communities, your cities, and your state? Yes, it is. It is. It's time to shut down the corruption on all fronts. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, receive 15 articles every day given from individuals that are in the culture war. They're not paper tigers, and they're not hiding behind a microphone, friends. They're actually out there doing the stuff the way that we're doing the stuff here. Read Luke 19:10 when you get a moment. Also, 1 Timothy 6:12 when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, get the articles, go to the right side of the page, click us onto YouTube, join us on live chat. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on the front page. Click onto the front page. Join us on live chat. And if you're listening to us from now, one of the 125 cities across the country, go ahead and give us a call at any time. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Now listen, I want to get as much as I can in the first hour because I got some audio for you. And I want to be talking about a couple different issues here because we're receiving the recycle of propaganda 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from both church and state. I'm going to start with the state first, okay? Because this was brought up. Friends, 200 other presidential candidates and Joe Biden and Donald Trump are your only options. Folks, do you realize that Joe Biden is Donald Trump's confirmation of a second term? Just wanted to let you know that. There are over 200 others running for the presidency of the United States of America today, and your only options are Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Folks, I got to say this. If you cannot see this for what it is, I cannot help you. I also want to say this, and I don't know why I'm supposed to say this, but I feel led to say this, Romans 8:14. Folks, there's a lot of people out there that are heaping teachers up to itch their itching ears because you want to be told something new. Constantly. You have all the information that you need in the Word of God and the Constitution to bring about the resolve that you claim that you want. Okay? Let me say it this way, in parallel to making my point. When I do programs across the country, as a matter of fact, our schedule's filling up right now. It looks like we're going to be going to Texas. In September, we're looking to go to Virginia as well as the West Coast and California. But it's interesting that when I'm doing my program, I'll ask how many people watch the mainstream media. And, you know, they're going to play it safe. There could be 200-300 people in there, and you'll probably see about, you know, maybe 10 hands go up. And I'll say to them, well, what are you watching the mainstream media for? Do you believe the mainstream media? Absolutely not. Well, then what are you watching them for? Because we want to know what the enemy's doing. Friends, you already know what the enemy's doing. As a matter of fact, you already know who the enemies are. But the fact of the matter is, and let me bear fruit to America's lack of justice. Jeremiah 5:31. Read it when you get a moment. But it's interesting. We already know who all the bad guys are. We see posts of Barack Hussein Obama constantly. We see memes. We see that of George Soros. We see the crimes of this current administration. We see the crimes of the Clintons constantly. We see the crimes of Comey. We see the crimes of, well, you name it. Friends, we see the crimes of all of those people continuously being thrown in front of our face by the mainstream media, constantly, 24/7, 365 days a year. We know that they're rotten apples, don't we? Then why is it, America, that if you know who the enemy is and you know what the enemy's doing, why is it that they have another day to do it again? See, that's a reflection of the people who are the government. It's not a reflection of just them, friends. They are our reflection for us allowing them to do the things that they're doing. Justice guards our liberties, and if you don't want your liberties, then don't guard justice. Don't bring justice. Isaiah 51, verse 4. Just let them do what they want to do, and that's exactly what's happening here. But let me go back to this because it's important, and I want to try to kill this. The American people are caught up into a systematic circle that they continuously complain about, yet they tolerate it. Here's how this works. Again, do you remember back in the 1980s when everyone knew that pro wrestling was fake and they finally admitted it to their fan base, and yet people watched it anyways? Yep. Folks, we've been at that point for a long time now with politics, and everyone knows that it's fake, but they don't care. Yet the people continually play the fools by voting every 4 years for the lesser of two evils that they've been given. Is that true? Yeah, it is. Bradley, what's the answer? I'm going to give it to you. Matter of fact, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, the corrupt, this is how it works, the corrupt, the compromised, and the extorted. Do as we say or else. Politicians are tried into their submissions to their masters, 1 Timothy 6:10, and then they prove their allegiance to their masters and are then promoted accordingly in their climb up the political ladder. See, the more they sell you out, the more they're promoted up into the political ladder. Okay? Read Matthew 4:9 when you get a moment. Now, we know this to be true. That is, if we are to try and prove men by their very fruits that they bear, Matthew 7:16. See, because what they do is they do their best, their outward best, to exhibit an angel as an angel of light, but the fruit that they continuously bear is the fruit of wickedness. Is this true? Absolutely. I said this, and I just shared this with you a couple moments ago, scandals and lies and treason all day long. We see this come from these people all day long, yet they're still there. Folks, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade, some of these criminals have been in government since the 80s, friends, and they're still there doing the same thing, scandals, lies, and treason. That's a reflection of Americans, okay? They're only doing what you're letting them get away with, right? See, the list goes on, and the American people can bear witness on a daily basis as to what I'm saying is true. Now, what is worse is when we see this, we somehow deceive ourselves into believing that this just isn't so, and how, I know not. It's interesting how foreigners across the world see what it is, and Americans are being laughed at for it, and they don't seem to pay attention. Deuteronomy 28, verse 37, read it when you get a moment. It applies to our conversation. Now, one such character is Joe Biden, the perfect jester, okay, to entertain the dumbed down and to assure a victory for Donald Trump in his second term. Again, 1 Kings 13:33 comes to my aid. Joe Biden, folks, for those that did not know, is a handpicked operative to drive support to Donald Trump's administration. See, again, if only the American people would open their eyes and act accordingly and break the cycle in which they're caught up into, things would be a lot different. Jeremiah 5:21. Because this is happening in this country because people listen to this conversation that we're having right now and this information right now, and they say that this could never happen here. I want to say this. You need to understand, under the judgments of God, you're the first ones to go to the sword. Because you don't hold the truth for what it is. You're not valiant for the truth. You're not valiant for the truth in any sense of the word. Because if you were, we wouldn't allow the truth to fall in the streets, Isaiah 59, now would we have? And one of the points that I want to prove here, friends, is the communists are doing what the communists are doing through their little Judases on a 24/7 basis in this country, again, because the American people don't learn the history lesson. What is the lesson? The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, Vladimir Lenin. It's exactly what's happening today. Remember that and how the powers that are tolerated had the audacity to prop up their hand op picks. Remember this? And then they showcased them to you. Like, for example, un-American sodomite Pete Buttigieg, as if to suggest he was legitimate. Or what about communist Bernie Sanders, as if to suggest he was legitimate. Or criminal Kamala Harris and lunatic Elizabeth Warren were set as options for the American people to consider for the presidency. Folks, this is adding insult to injury. And no one can take these politicians seriously. Just take a look at what they're responsible for in destroying this country. I mean, as if to suggest that first, they are legitimate candidates, and secondly, that they are somehow the standard in which we are to gauge our candidates. I want to say this. Listen carefully. Jesus Christ is the standard. Read Exodus 18:25 and John 14:6. And folks, when you put up candidates like this, let me say it this way. No wonder why Donald Trump looks so good to his followers. The standard has been lowered so far with these corrupt politicians. Who wouldn't look semi-upright in their presence? Especially with the likes of a Joe Biden. Friends, a Joe Biden is the best options that we have. Wait a second, America. Where are the other 200 individuals that are running for the presidency of the United States of America today? Where are they at? Well, Bradley, I didn't know we had those options. Well, you know what? Maybe that's a question that you need to start asking your favorite show host. Maybe that's reason enough for you to go ahead and call up all those networks that you don't believe and trust and ask them, why are you suppressing information concerning the options that we have for the presidency of the United States of America? Because, again, there's over 200 people running for the presidency of the United States of America, but the handpicked options that are delivered up to the American people are Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And why would they choose a Joe Biden? Because, again, it makes Donald Trump look like a genius. Next to Joe Biden. This is all by design. We again are being handed illegitimate candidates picked by the powers that are tolerated. We are being told that we have to choose between the ones that are being delivered up to us. And then the people are forced to pick the lesser of two evils. We hear this all the time. As Charles Spurgeon rightly stated, of the two evils, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, he said, choose neither. Read 2 Chronicles 19:2. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on another topic. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
During this time of marches over the death of George Floyd and inequality, Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke on MSNBC about things that minority populations need to be better protected against the coronavirus.
There's a much higher rate that give you a greater risk for serious disease among minorities, particularly the African-American population. That's diabetes, that's blood pressure increases, hypertension, obesity. So what we need to do as a society immediately is to make sure that the resources to give them the best possible chance with identification, isolation, and contact tracing to prevent the spread within those populations.
Dr. Fauci also shared his concerns regarding the protesters not practicing, about the protesters not practicing proper social distancing or wearing masks. This is USA Radio News. Joe Biden has now secured more than 1,991 delegates, which is enough to clinch the Democratic nomination. Biden called it an honor to compete for the nomination against one of the most talented groups of candidates the Democratic Party has ever fielded. He also said he's proud to say we're going into this general election a united party. Biden picked up a sizable delegate haul in the primaries this week in the District of Columbia, Indiana, Maryland, Montana, New Mexico, and Pennsylvania. Biden became the presumptive nominee on April 8th when Bernie Sanders suspended his campaign after losing the Wisconsin primary. Tropical storm Cristobal advanced toward the U.S. Gulf Coast, bringing heavy rains that have already caused flooding and mudslides in Mexico and Central America. The National Hurricane Center said the storm is expected to slowly strengthen until it makes landfall. Tropical storm force winds could arrive as early as tonight. Hurricane Center said the storm should cause heavy rains from East Texas to Florida this weekend and into early next week. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
My goodness. Man, that guy just got my dander up. I'm scared now. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I'm going to get on to any questions left concerning the coronavirus as being a manufactured crisis. This will surely put them to rest. 2003 dead zone forecasted 2020 pandemic. Let's call it the plandemic, right? Verbatim. Line upon line, precept upon precept. I was doing this show yesterday. I played some audio, but I need to play it again because I am absolutely astounded that it has not gone viral yet, this video. But Bill Gates, when I was doing the show yesterday, came out, and now he's demonizing anti-vaxxers. They would let the disease to continually kill the people. This is like government in America, friends, saying, hey, listen, you know, we need to remove the guns from the people because, you know what, we've made school zones gun-free zones, and the criminals know that, and they go in there and they blast up these schools, you know, but they want you to forget about that, and then they say that they want you to believe that they really have a care for all these children when, in fact, they're the ones that sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb. This is like Bill Gates saying this. As a matter of fact, I have right here, Bill Gates accuses others that refuse his patented vaccinations as endangering the lives of others. In other words, if you don't take Bill Gates' vaccinations, you're endangering the lives of others. But keep in mind, he is the one that wants to depopulate the world. Do the math. This is how confused people are. If people really understood what I just said, they would not bow to Nebuchadnezzar in any sense of the word. You don't bow, you don't burn. I want to say that again. Bill Gates is now demonizing anti-vaxxers. Nothing new under the sun. Accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. Revelations 9, 11, and 12. Read it when you get a moment. That's what the accuser of the brethren does. Just look at the Third Reich or dictators in America today. Okay, accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. Bill Gates is now demonizing anti-vaccinators. Okay, they don't want to take vaccinations. He's trying to demonize you now into submission. Browbeat you into submission. He said they would, those that refuse his vaccinations, would let the disease to continually kill the people. Well, let me ask you something, friends, just to make this real simple. Who's calling for the depopulation of the world? Bill Gates is. If you can't see, again, what's happening, folks, it's as plain as the nose on your face as to what's happening here. Did you hear during the break again, this little munchkin? Anthony Fauci or Fauci, whatever you want to call him, is fine with me, as I said yesterday. This is who the media is putting up as a legitimate doctor to tell you what the deal is. And again, the narrative has been debunked 1.5 million times. Has anybody been paying attention over the last week? You get on your phones, you get all these news feeds. It's all based on the riots and the looting and George Floyd. And you see very little to nothing of the coronavirus. Yeah, it's a halftime right now. They got a new crisis. The sheeple in America have been distracted to the new crisis that the mainstream media wants your eyes on. Okay? They'll bring the coronavirus back in again when they need it. Rest assured. You're already seeing the forced compliance all over the country that I'm not complying to, by the way. And they have no lawful right to make anybody comply to their unconstitutional criminal fraud. And that's exactly what it is. I want you to think about where this is going, because we said right off the bat, what's the pill in the jam? We knew what the pill in the jam was. Vaccinations. Okay? Remember Adolf Hitler said, it's a good thing for government that people never think. Hey, folks, it's happening today in America. Now, I want you to listen to this, because I'm going to play some audio. Do words such as virus, mask, lockdown, authorized quarantines, who gave them the constitutional authority to do that, friends? Here, hang on a second. Oh, my goodness. You know, it's real. You know what constantly comes back up when I'm doing my articles? Constantly. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. My people would have it so. Jeremiah 5:21, Jeremiah 5:31. My people would have it so. I mean, Americans today somehow believe that if they even know who Patrick Henry was, one of the Sons of Liberty, one of our warriors to establish what we have today, with everything going against them, but they believe God, and God gave them the victory with less than 3% of the population, right? I mean, they almost believe that Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death, unless there's a virus with a 99% recovery rate, in which case, strip me of my freedoms, my job, my constitutional rights, and put me under house arrest. Americans today almost act as if what the government is doing is legal. That's it. You almost, Americans, you jokers, you little sheeple that are showing your submission to a global order from a bunch of criminals that are perpetuating criminal fraud on America, you almost act like what Patrick Henry said. What I just said that he said is actually true. That's not what he said. You almost act like what the government is doing today in every state, save 9 that didn't play along with the federal government concerning this contrived, fabricated, manufactured virus, friends. You almost act like what they're saying is true. You almost act like what they're doing is legal. That's it. You just heard, and to prove the point, did you hear during the break again? They're talking about the coronavirus, and they're trying to throw it into the narrative with all these protests and rioters. They need to keep their social distancing. Really? Are you kidding me? I mean, folks, here you have the lawless telling the criminals to obey them. What do you think you're going to get out of an admix like that? Again, you have the lawless, corrupt representatives that the American people tolerate telling the criminals to obey our social distancing requirements. Give me a break. I am embarrassed for you. I want to get to this audio. Do words such as virus, mask, lockdown, authorized quarantine, coronavirus for your family's safety. By the way, that was a slogan that the Germans used to strip the people of Germany of their rights to defend themselves against Adolf Hitler. For your family's safety. That's a fact. Does this sound familiar? Swab the inside of your mouth with the Q-tip, blood test, high fever, respiratory distress, tracking and treating. Viruses come from China. Right? Chloroquine, sound familiar? Friends, does this, these words sound familiar today to you today? Of course they do, because Americans have been inundated with them from 24/7 with this propaganda over the last 7 weeks, over and over again, right? The mainstream media pushing the narrative roughshod and with no holds barred until you either reject them or until you accept them. Played some, you know what, I'll probably get to that audio in just a moment here. As a matter of fact, we'll tee that one up as well. But I want you to listen to this. Did you know that all of the names and expressions that I just threw at you are from a television program called Dead Zone from 2003? I want you to listen to this audio, and I want you to remember that this is from 2003. The coronavirus didn't just come out of nowhere, friends. It's been pre-planned for a long, long time.
Watch this.
All right, what's going on?
Just let me think about where to start.
Well, he saw something. What is it?
I saw a virus. I think some kind of disease.
A virus? Like what? Like SARS?
I don't know. All I know is that it's highly infectious. It may be fatal. Right now, we could all be infected. If we take this outside, we risk the whole town.
Johnny, how big is this going to get?
I don't know. We just have to do everything we can to stop this, starting right now, Walt.
He's right. All right, here's what's going to happen. We need to make sure that everybody that's inside stays inside. I'm going to get a few deputies on it. We'll call it a lockdown.
Lockdown?
Well, until I come up with something better.
Walt, no. No, you cannot lock the school doors. Walt.
This is for your family's safety.
Will I get sick, too?
2003, friends.
Maybe we should wear masks.
Masks.
What difference does it make? According to you, we've already been exposed. Let's get one thing straight, Mr. Smith. I'm responding to political pressure.
You have no reason to be scared. Let me ask you something, Amy. Animals. You've been around any animals
like
in the backyard, even, let's say, a skunk, a raccoon?
A bat.
I'm going to swab the inside of your mouth.
Swab the inside of your mouth.
Q-tip. Trying to get a handle on this animal. Damn efficient airborne transmission.
Airborne transmission.
Blood tests and swabs aren't telling us much.
Blood tests.
We know it acts like a virus. It causes high fever and respiratory distress.
2003.
Tracking and treating a mysterious outbreak like this would take the CDC months.
We better get started, then. Anyone who hasn't been exposed already needs to wear a mask.
China.
China.
Where viruses come from?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
A lot of viruses come from there. International flight to China.
What's that? What a coincidence. What a coincidence.
Whatever it is, it originated in China.
China.
Time is not on our side.
It's like looking for a needle, then a needle stick.
2003.
We have ruled out all the usual suspects. Influenza, SARS, bacterial pneumonia.
How long is it going to take? Well, it took 34 days to isolate the coronavirus that caused
coronavirus.
I'm authorizing a quarantine on everyone who's come in contact with a symptomatic person.
Whoa!
There's got to be something I can do.
Let's play stupid. Let's pretend with them.
So the
chloroquine.
This is your virus.
I'm sorry, but there's no cure for that.
Oh, no!
Chloroquine, that's an anti-malarial drug.
Oh, listen, it suppresses the enzymes.
What a coincidence. 2003. Let's just pretend with them, Americans.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elkhorn, Tennessee. I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. Remember this, united we stand, and divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi. I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Okay. Whoa. I'm looking online right now, and I'm just kind of getting some confirmation from some new people we have over on live chat. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Click onto the video, and you can watch us live even now. I just had one guy I've never seen before, LTVN 1968, replying to your post. This stage two of the overthrow of America. Interesting. Those predicting stage three claim it will be destruction of infrastructure and much violence perpetuated by foreign groups infiltrated into America. Maybe that explains why we have 35 jihadi camps in America. Haven't heard a peep about them since 2009 by both CNN and Fox News, who both did a great report. They apparently blurted the truth out in their confusion. But I did have some information for this new guy on live chat right now. Who I'm treating as a caller. I had a dream on May 2nd, and I shared it with my listeners. If you want to go ahead and click onto it, I just shared it with you. But I knew that there was a tsunami coming, and the third wave is the one that we got to watch out for. And this is the one that they're teeing it up for right now. And I also know from that dream that the Lord said and showed me that that can be stopped. It's up to the American people. So quit sitting back and giving power to the enemy by magnifying what they're doing. I mean, can you imagine if 330 million people in this country actually love God enough and love their fellow brothers and sisters enough to actually arm together, and I'm talking arm to arm, unite together, and dealing with corruption in this country? That's the message, one nation under God. Don't sit there and just give it away, Americans. Too many people sacrificed themselves in giving us the freedoms that we have today to sit there and just capitulate when we should stand up and fight. We know who's behind all of this, and it needs to be put to a stop. I can't do it by myself. I'm going to get back to this because I got some more audio for you. I just played a program called The Dead Zone from 2003 that literally named the coronavirus, that literally named the virus, masks, lockdowns, authorized quarantines, coronavirus, for your family's safety was all in there, swab the inside of your mouth. If you go to Plymouth, Minnesota, you can actually pull up into a tent and they can test you by putting a swab, a Q-tip in your mouth and wiping your mouth to test to see if you have the coronavirus. Okay? China was brought up several times in the Dead Zone 2003 television program, as well as chloroquine or chloroquine, whatever you want to call it. All these words, friends, see, they want to desensitize the American people into submitting to them. And right on cue, what do we have? We have Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates and Donald Trump's coronavirus task team, who all work for Bill Gates, by the way. Now, all of a sudden, magically and mysteriously, create a virus that can heal the disease that they cannot substantiate. Maybe that's why the big tech companies are pulling the voice of the doctors from all over the world and the hundreds of thousands that are saying that this is nothing but a created crisis and it has nothing to do with science. It has everything to do with government control over the people's lives. And on top of that, forget about Bill Gates, if you can, demonizing those that won't take his vaccinations that he has a patent on, by saying to those that don't pretend with them, these people that don't take my vaccinations, they let the disease continue the people, but also consider he's the one that wants to depopulate the planet. Also keep in mind he got his ideologies from his daddy who ran Planned Parenthood, who's responsible for murdering over 60 million babies. And that's not just his daddy, friends. That's the American people at large that have tolerated it. It's not just the bad guys in federal government, friends, and in state governments. No, no, it's not. It's the American people who tolerated it. That's what it is. So I want to go on to the next video here, audio for you. Because this is the pill in the jam. Now, don't forget about the fact that this was all, again, I got to remind people, because people need to be told things twice, three times, four times, five times, right? This has all been teed up since 2003, 2011 with the movie Contagion. Bill Gates was forecasting this in 2015, and then his little imp, Tony Fauci, you know, the little gravelly voice guy. He sounds like one of those guys from The Wizard of Oz from the back of the 50s there, right? He's telling you, man, this, if we do this now, then we don't have to worry about another phase. Do what now? Oh, we have the resolve. You got to take our vaccinations now. Well, that was in 2017. He was forecasting a virus, right? And this just came out, and I didn't get to play it all in its duration, but I want you to listen to this because CBN just came out with a report just on the 31st of May. So this is a brand new report for the most part. I want you to listen carefully, folks, because they're talking about, out of nowhere, once again, the pre-filled COVID-19 vaccination syringes are to have RFID chips in them. And don't miss out on what this reporter says, who's actually doing her job, by the way, and a good job as she did. But notice that she said, with the speed of the American military, at the very end of the video. So listen to this report by CBN News concerning COVID-19. Listen carefully.
We keep hearing progress reports on a coronavirus vaccine and that one could be ready this year. If you are among those Americans who choose to get one, CBN News medical reporter Lori Johnson says you may even see a big difference in the form of an RFID chip. Take a look.
People who get a coronavirus vaccine may notice it looks a lot like their eye drops. They might also see an RFID chip on the package.
Whoa!
The U.S. government has contracted Apiject Systems of America to make 100 million pre-filled syringes to quickly distribute a coronavirus vaccine. It would use a high-speed blow-fill seal technology used in pre-filled single-use eye drops.
There are eyedropper facilities in the U.S., not many, but a few, that we are going to upgrade.
He's the salesman for the product.
Then what will happen is those facilities will make the containers right here that will hold the vaccine. We will add a needle hub to them. And voila, you have a pre-filled syringe
and voila,
that's ready to use.
Oh, man. Thanks, guys.
There's also space on each syringe for an optional radio frequency identification chip containing a unique serial number for each dose. It would not be injected or touch the patient. The chip would be scanned by healthcare workers in order to better track overall vaccine information.
It is designed so that there is no counterfeiting. It's designed so that we'll know exactly that the right dose hasn't expired. However, that chip only refers to the dose.
I understand.
There's no personal information, no patient information.
Right. Sure.
It's simply like a barcode.
Sure.
Only we know instantaneously where and when that dose has been used. That also helps public health officials know when there are outbreaks, have we vaccinated enough people in those areas?
Okay, thanks,
the
man.
Pre-filled syringes will add to the limited number of traditionally manufactured vaccine supplies, such as specialized equipment to fill glass jars, stoppers, needles, and syringes.
People are worried about, do we have enough medical glass?
I'm not worried about it. Are you, friends?
Doses of the vaccine into vials so that they can be administered. And that's a serious issue to think about right now, even as we are anticipating, if all goes well, that such vaccines may be available in millions of doses as soon as this fall.
Anybody worried about that?
The Department of Defense says once the vaccines are made, they'll be delivered to healthcare providers nationwide with the speed and efficiency of the U.S. military.
Wow. The speed and the efficiency of the U.S. military. Why would you need the military to speedily get you a vaccination as a cure to a virus they can't prove? This is called forced compliance. This is insanity. Oh, and then this guy talks about the RFID chip and the vaccination just to make sure that you get your proper dosage and who got it and who didn't. Folks, for those that don't know, the newer cars now, when you have a newer car, they will send you a report. I have, matter of fact, I have two friends that own two dealerships, and they have the technology in these cars now to tell the computer at the dealership when you need an oil change, if the air's a little lower in one tire over another tire, it will send you an email to tell you how your vehicle needs to be maintained. So don't tell me this technology is not already there. And this guy's selling this like it's the coolest thing since sliced bread. The fact of the matter is, to sit there and suggest that, you know, what he's telling us is, oh, yeah, man, thank you. We're so glad you come on the scene. And it's interesting how you have that vaccination already. But, you know, just for the record, we're so appreciative of the fact that you always tell us the truth and you're so upright in your dealings. And, oh, no question about it. We trust the government. It's a good thing you guys are there. We're really happy that you are. And then to suggest to us that people are worried about a vaccination and making sure we've got enough of them. Folks, this is all propaganda. This is all indoctrinating to get you to talk about the very things that they want you to talk about, period. Hour two coming up. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED.
It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.